sisters. It's Alicia.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Maya.
And it's Amanda Lynn. Welcome back to our channel. Hi, how are ya?
Well, today we are going to be talking about some conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So,
some of the most popular ones you've probably heard of are 9/11 being a hoax by the government, the moon landing being fake, also a hoax by the government, cancer having a cure, but they're not telling us, also by the government, Tupac is still alive, Hitler is not dead, the Bermuda Triangle is
sucking
something
people up.
Supernatural, and aliens.
Also, you know what? Let's just throw it in there. Global warming isn't real. Supposedly.
I don't know. I think it's kind of real.
That's what the conspiracy is. People don't think it's real.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What conspiracy?
Trump literally tweeted and said, oh yeah, all this global warming.
Oh. Well, I'm just going to put it out there. Trump is stupid.
He's also a cheeto. He's also a cheeto. But you know what?
Anyway.
Let's just get in with 9/11, shall we?
Yeah, let's dig right deep into 9/11. What do you guys think?
I feel like people get really mad about this.
Yeah, like, I feel that. Honestly, people just think that, like, it was real. Well, first of all, it obviously was real.
Yeah, it was real.
People died.
Absolutely.
Like, and, you know, but then again, they, like,
it's not adding up.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
That's true.
There's actually, like, two different conspiracy theories. People think that there were bombs that were put into the, like...
stairwells.
Into the stairwells, mm-hmm. because a fire does not cause, like... it doesn't collapse. I mean, I know a plane hit it, but, like, at the bottom, that has nothing to do with the top.
And janitor right. said they heard explosions.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Anyhow, another thing I saw, it was, like, people don't... I don't know how people don't believe this, but people don't believe that there was a plane that went into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, apparently in all the videos, you can't see a plane.
Yeah, they're, like, glitched. Like it looks
CGI.
Like... yeah,
yes.
People think. And so then, I don't understand.
Weird.
I don't understand how people, like... obviously, the people around saw something. But they said, like, there's no video, like... of a plane, like, hitting
yeah,
the tower.
And you look and it's not
a plane hit the tower, it would have went all the way through.
That's very true.
You think.
I mean, if this building can stand up so well and a plane cannot go all the way through it, how's it gonna fall to the floor?
All I gotta say is jet fuel does not burn steel beams, so.
It doesn't.
It does not.
All right.
Something's not adding up. There's that one.
Well, Bush, let's set up an interview. We got a lot of talking to do.
Anyhow.
Alright, so something, a conspiracy theory that's, like, pretty popular is people being dead. Like, people think other people are dead, but other people think that they're not dead. Like, Tupac. He was supposed to have got shot, like, a while ago.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
Yeah. And people thought he was dead, but then no one, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
a lot of people don't believe it. A lot of people think they've seen him places.
People think that he's, like, on an island somewhere and he's, like, gonna come back and, like, start music again. But, like, literally no one thinks that he's dead at all.
It's really weird, actually. And he wouldn't be dead, right? How old would he be, like, 40s?
He would still be, like, pretty young.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, Hitler. People don't believe that he died when he did.
Because there's no body.
Yeah, there's no proof or anything.
They
like, people
they
just
found
said,
a,
yeah, he's dead.
I thought they found a body of Hitler, and it turned out to be, like a woman or something, right?
So that's
so
nice.
I don't really
think sketchy.
He's dead. I mean, that's he's nice. Dead now, probably. He's old, but, like...
But there was like an old man claiming to be Hitler. I don't know if like he was just had dementia or Alzheimer's, but he like just recently, it was like 2 years ago, but he said he was Hitler.
I remember that.
Yeah, no, like there was a guy, old man that said like was claiming that he was Hitler on his deathbed. And that he never died. So
nice.
I mean, could just be like lying, but it's also kind of weird. There's, like, another one that I read about. It was, like, Elvis, that he's not dead. I don't know why people don't believe that people die, but that he's not dead and that he's in a retirement home also has to do with an old man saying he's Elvis, but...
How did Elvis die?
Overdose, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Supposedly.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe it was just too much. Maybe the being famous and rich was just too much for him.
Or, you know, the government.
The government. You're right.
There's a common theme here. It's
yeah.
the government.
Yeah.
Too.
Also brings us to another famous person that people think died, but didn't really die.
Nelson
well,
Mandela.
when they thought he did, at least.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela. We'll get into this now, shall we?
Yep.
Okay.
So basically, there's this thing called the Mandela effect, where people think that things were a certain way in, that things happened a certain way, or that things that we have are a certain way, but they're actually not. And people think that there was like a glitch or something, and you think that you... I'm so bad at explaining.
No, that's okay. No.
Like, you're saying,
it is
so
hard to explain, it's like, but it came from Mandela.
Yeah, so basically, like, Nelson Mandela's death. People remember watching his funeral on TV in, like, the 90s, like, the 1900s, okay? But it turns out he didn't die until 2013. But half the world remembers his death, like, watching it.
Everyone's saying that he died in a prison, but he got out of prison. Like, he did not die in prison.
Right.
But people, like a bunch of people believe that he died then. So, like, when he died in 2013, people are like, no, that's not true, that he didn't die. He's already dead. But then he actually is.
Yeah. So people think it's kind of like a glitch in the... what's
world.
It called? Yeah, like a glitch in like the dimension.
Yeah.
So like in one dimension, like he actually did die in prison,
then.
And then there's a glitch, and now he's really alive and somehow died in the 2013. It was weird.
Some like okay, there's like a big, there's a lot of examples. It's actually crazy, but there's like the Berenstain Bears. Everyone believes it, like it's like a childhood show. Everyone believes it is like Stein,
mm-hmm.
right?
But it's spelled Stain, so it's like Berenstain Bears instead of Berenstain Bears. But I literally have books.
I
don't know why it would be that, but other examples.
So there's one about Mickey Mouse. I honestly remember him wearing red suspenders red pants.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And with like little buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hold the suspenders.
I remember
down.
Having a teddy bear like that. Like,
yeah.
I remember like the buttons, like they're right there. Like.
Yeah.
But actually, he doesn't have any suspenders at all. Nothing covering his top.
Something that's weird is when you look up pictures, like, you can't find any pictures like that, but a bunch of people remember it like that. So it's like...
How did that happen?
How is that a thing? Like, how are we all making this up? Are we all dumb? Like, something isn't right. Something's not adding up here.
Right.
Another one. Jiffy peanut butter. It's never been Jiffy. That's not a thing. It's only Jif. It has always only been J-I-F. But I vividly remember Jiffy peanut butter, literally like last year. So that blows my mind.
That makes no sense. There's everyone remembers Sex in the City. Well, it's not in the city. It's and the city. Does that even add up?
No.
It doesn't even make sense.
See, like people are like, yeah, Sex in the City. Like you're having sex in the city.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Sex
not.
And the city.
I don't understand. I don't really understand. Oh, yeah, Darth Vader.
So, the Darth Vader one, so, like, in the movie, I forget which movie it was. I think it was, like, Empire Strikes Back or whatever. But Darth Vader says to Luke, I am your father. That's the famous line that everybody knows. But Darth Vader did not say that. Darth Vader said, no, I am your father. So I think that's honestly crazy.
But it's like in other movies, they literally quote it and say, Luke, I'm your father. That makes no sense. How's
like,
everyone
going to...
Why would they
everything.
Get the quote wrong and look dumb if that's not how it was?
I've quoted that my whole life, and it's literally not real.
And you're wrong.
It's
everyone's
wrong.
But you're also right in a different dimension.
Yes.
So, I mean, everything's right and wrong.
Also, another really crazy one is the Monopoly Man doesn't have a monocle. There's no eyeglass of any sort. He literally has nothing.
Every time I think of him, like, without you even saying that, I think of that.
Yes.
Like,
right.
There's nothing. He's never had one.
I just don't understand how people can have this thought, and then, like, you try and Google it, and there's literally no trace at all. There's no trace of it.
How do so many people remember it?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's literally a million things. Like, the mirror, mirror on the wall. Isn't it, like, mirror, mirror on the wall for Snow White? And they say magic mirror?
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Like, same. It's always been mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Yeah.
Like, I
None
don't
of
know.
Us
it makes
know.
No sense.
I didn't even know it was actually magic mirror until you said something. I didn't
right.
know it was a thing.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
I know. Doesn't add up. Doesn't make any sense.
That's nuts. So, we're going to jump on into my favorite topic of all time.
Oh, man.
NASA is lying to
They're
you.
They're liars.
That's it.
Bunch of liars.
That's all I gotta say.
It's the truth. No conspiracy.
I mean, this part, I want you to bear with us on this, okay? Because it's going to seem crazy. But when we explain it to you...
Hopefully we explain it good enough.
Yes. Please
but,
keep
right?
an open mind.
Yes.
Because I thought these things were both really stupid before I, like, heard about them. And they're both very plausible to me.
If you, like, listen to all of the facts that we're gonna try and explain to you, your life will be changed forever.
Yes. All right, so the moon landing.
Mm.
All right, like I said, bear with me. So the moon landing, you know, that's been a thing. People always people always thought, oh, it's fake, all that kind of stuff, and no one's really believed it. But I feel like recently, a lot of people are questioning it, and there's real reasons behind why. Actual people from NASA will tell you, we don't have the tapes of the moon landing anymore. They've been lost, or they've been recorded over. There's actual footage of people interviewed saying this. So you're telling me it's going to be, you know, it's not just like a childhood film on a freaking VCR tape that you just accidentally record over. It's the moon landing.
It's history.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's not how... Someone should have lost their job for that. Not realistic. Like, if you want to have any proof and you just lost all of it, like, how do you expect people to trust you when you can't even keep the most historical event because you're going to outer space? I feel like that's kind of a big deal,
right.
But apparently not.
So now there's conveniently no footage.
So they don't have any proof of that. So that's fine, whatever.
Yeah. And also, how we got to the moon, this one person said, from NASA, 100%, like, credentials are there. I would love to go to the moon again, but we just don't have that technology anymore. It's all been destroyed.
So if you...
But how?
How's it been destroyed?
Why?
Is it because people are getting onto them and they want to be like, I just don't want it. It just doesn't add up to me. Like, I don't understand. Why would you destroy something that worked? Did it work? It worked well.
Yeah.
Well,
you're telling me that in the 60s we could do this, but... Now, we just, it's been destroyed and we don't know how to make it back up.
In 2019.
No, that doesn't make any
sense. It's not adding up.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Also, there was, like, people said that they saw, like, the flag, like, waving in the air. There's no air there.
Mm-mm.
There's no air. So that makes literally no sense.
It's not a breeze.
Yeah, so that's really nice. It's really realistic, truly.
Yeah. Also, with NASA, that brings us kind of to our next theory. The flat earth theory. Don't call us stupid. Please just listen. So I'll start off with the NASA like Photoshop parts,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll let you talk about the flight plane because I feel like that just goes crazy. But anyway, so when we look at a picture of the earth, we are looking at a Photoshopped image always. They'll tell you that. There's an interview of someone saying, like, it's Photoshop, but it has to be. Because when we go to outer space, we can never get far enough away to get the whole Earth in the frame. It's not possible. So we have little snapshots of...
Pieces of Earth.
Yeah, pieces of Earth. Because they just orbit around it. And when they orbit around it, there's like little gaps. But we just Photoshop those together. And we make it how we think it is. So we've never seen the real Earth. Like, it's not a thing. We don't actually know what it looks like. So that's a little weird. I mean, they say it's Photoshopped.
Something that I don't get is how are we supposed to just believe, like... I don't understand, like... You're just supposed to believe it or you're crazy. Like, one person is supposed to tell you that this is how it is, and that's
it.
That's
it. It's a theory.
No questions.
The Big Bang theory.
Theory.
Yeah, that's
it. It's like a series of ideas. It's not even facts.
Yes.
It doesn't even say facts, so let's just get into that.
So, there's, you know, we don't really know if it's a sphere. I mean, you can say we do. I kind of think it is a sphere still, but, like, we're just...
I mean,
because
we're grown up.
Yeah.
We're grown up, like, people teach us that.
But now, when we listen to this flight story, it's a little crazier, so I'll let you take this away.
So, basically, the flat Earth theory... So, basically, when you look at a map, Antarctica is all around the outside of Earth. So, basically, people don't want... people to like come in and explore there because they don't want them to know about Antarctica and about the theory or whatever.
Yeah, you're not allowed in Antarctica or in Antarctica at all.
Like there's literally laws. Like you can go in there if there's like a bunch of people watching you. Like you're going on like
you can only go so far
touring and stuff. But yeah.
So basically, there was this flight from the Philippines to Los Angeles, and. If you look at a regular global map, you know, that kind of makes sense. Like, you know, it's just a straight shot from the Philippines to Los Angeles. That makes sense. So during the flight, there was a woman who went into labor. And so they had to make an emergency landing. So they could either go back to the Philippines or just continue straight on. Just straight on. So they landed in Alaska. That doesn't make any sense because when you look at a map, the Philippines is like way down here and the Alaska is like way up towards Antarctica, correct?
Yeah. Like
towards
Canada.
Please
pull up a map. Pull up a map while we're talking about this because it doesn't make any
sense.
It'll
make more sense if you pull up a map.
So to say that
when you're looking at a global map, Los Angeles and Philippines is a straight shot. So why didn't they land in Los Angeles?
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
But when you lay the earth flat, you look at a flat earth map and you like line it out.
It's on the way.
Antarctica is literally exactly on the way to Los Angeles. Exactly. It doesn't, it's so weird. Like it's exactly on the way. So that's weird. How you're telling me a flat earth map is perfectly aligned with that route?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, yeah. If you look at the sphere, it doesn't make any sense. You're just like, well, how'd we end up here? How'd that even happen? Like, why would we do that? It makes no sense. Like, I just, oh man.
Yep,
that's where it gets me. I don't understand it. And then when it talks about religion, like in the Bible, it says that, like, the four corners of the world. Mm-hmm. Well,
it says the earth extends to its four corners.
So four corners would equal flat, flat.
Yes.
I mean, a square.
And it also describes it as being like a flat plain with like a dome over top of it. So there's like the land and the sea and then this dome. So that kind of makes it seem like, you know, the earth itself is flat and the sea, all that kind of stuff. And the air, the atmosphere that's around us is just a little dome on the top of our flat earth. That's all described in the Bible
and,
for you religious people.
Yeah. Yes. And then it talks about like heaven and hell. So like, I feel like when it's a sphere, like, that's kind of hard to, like, imagine. But, like, when you're thinking about it, like, if the earth is flat, like, heaven is above you and hell is below you because it's below the earth. And that's just another wild thing to think about. But,
So, yes, you might think we're crazy with the moon landing and the flat earth. But, I mean, I'm telling you, between the whole thing with Antarctica, I mean, countries, like 40, 50-some countries literally signed treaties saying, don't let your people in Antarctica. Like, that's a real thing. So, you're not allowed in Antarctica. That's, you know, like, that's weird. No planes fly over it, so you can't really ever tell. Because if you look at, like, a flat Earth map, too, like, Antarctica's the border. So, if we can't fly over it, that makes sense, because, like, you're out of the world. Anyway, so then, you know, the religious sayings, like, heaven and hell, the dome, the four corners,
NASA.
The Photoshop, the
I mean,
planes.
Literally, NASA's just playing themselves
NASA's
at this point.
Really, yeah. So, I mean, I encourage you to read more about this because it's kind of crazy. I'm not going to
I mean, with all the things that we've talked about today, like, basically, if you just, I mean, if you have any more, if you want any more information, just look up Shane Dawson because
yeah,
he will literally change your life. And
honestly.
I mean, everyone needs to just keep an open mind about all this stuff because you can't just believe everything. Like, literally every single thing that just one person tells you, like, that's kind of difficult to believe. That
and in the media,
it.
Like, you should never believe everything that is said in the media because they like to sugarcoat things. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
They don't want to cause panic,
yeah.
You know? So I
mm-hmm.
think that everyone should stay skeptical and...
Definitely question things. I mean, you're just going to...
Let everyone
accept everything that is told to you? I don't think so.
I feel like if everyone accepts everything that they're being told, there wouldn't be, like... I mean, we would all believe the same thing, and that's just not how it works. So,
So, yeah, I mean, I will remind you guys, these are all just theories. You know, they're not proven. Just, you know, like the Big Bang Theory. Just gotta point that out there.
Theory.
Theories.
Ideas.
But, so yeah. So, thanks for listening to us.
Hope you enjoyed our craziness.
Yeah, thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Stay skeptical, my friends.
Budge.